Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry in Detroit for WWJ and CBS News. $7,500 tax credit is expiring next week for electric vehicle purchases. Jeff, how much buzz is this actually generating?
It's generating a lot of buzz, and a lot of car makers are offering big deals on EVs to get more people to dealerships. We've seen record EV sales the last couple of months, but a lot of analysts say that come October 1st, those sales are likely to fall off of a cliff.
Yeah, I can only imagine if you're looking at an EV, I mean, that $7,500 back is a humongous incentive, especially when combined with, I think it's $1,000, maybe up to $2,000 here in New York State. With that gone, you mentioned incentives. What are automakers trying to do to get their EVs moving?
Yeah, I mean, I am hearing anecdotally, especially in states that have high EV penetration, of some lease deals that are under $100 a month on certain vehicles. I mean, there's some ridiculous deals out there in certain locations of the country, but car makers are trying to get these vehicles sold. But on the other hand, you're looking at car makers' production plans going forward, and they're scaling back some production of EVs, anticipating, you know, the fact that people rushed in to get them before incentives, and now there's going to be a big lull.
You know, overall, because we've talked to you from time to time about the demand for EVs, what is demand like for an electric vehicle versus a regular gasoline vehicle, especially here in the Northeast?
You know, if you look countrywide, it's probably just under 10%, but in certain pockets of the country, it's a lot higher. Obviously, the coastal markets, particularly some in California, maybe as high as 20-25%. Then you get into parts of the Midwest, it's, you know, low single digits. So it really depends on where you are.
Well, we've heard, you know, maybe around 5% or so here looking for an EV for their next car purchase. I would imagine that number goes down significantly. We just heard in a Bloomberg report about some of these foreign automakers not really impressed with their EV sales. I don't want to say death knell or anything, especially with some of the laws that we're seeing around the country, but this is going to be a major hit to EVs. Where does the auto industry go? How are companies like Ford and GM planning to roll out new products?
Well, they are still rolling out new EVs. They talk now, instead of talking about an all EV future, they're talking about a multi-platform future. So EV growth is going to have to stand on its own. There is very little government support and very little government push with the current administration. And as they say, elections have consequences. A year ago, it was a very different situation.
You know, you mentioned EVs would have to stand on their own. A lot of people would say, well, shouldn't it have to be that way? This incentive program's been around for a long time now. The, you know, $7,500, a significant chunk of change back if you purchase a certain kind of vehicle. Has there ever been an incentive program like this in the auto industry before? Like, can we compare this to anything, getting, you know, that amount of money back because the government wants you to buy a specific kind of vehicle?
I can't recall it, but I can't say that there hasn't been. There's nothing that I can recall. And you bring up a good question. You say, should the government incentivize EVs? Well, you know, the country is we the people, and we the people make that decision based on elections. And last year, the lines were drawn quite clearly. There was one side that really wanted to incentivize EVs and one side that didn't. And we all know which side won.
Hey, is there an incentive right now for people who purchase hybrids? And what's the demand like for hybrids for people who just want to maybe dip their toe into that area?
Yeah, there's a big incentive. It's called fuel efficiency. And hybrids are growing in number immensely. A lot of car makers feel that they're really mainstream vehicles now. If you look at Toyota, they've been saying for years that they have felt that hybrids have really have a better opportunity to fight global warming and things of that nature because we can get them out a lot quicker and get a lot more people to drive them. So in many cases, a lot of experts believe Toyota's been proven right on that point.
It's interesting to watch how the landscape has shifted toward hybrid, just kind of in general. You see so many of those cars on the road, yet still, if you look around, What's the big seller? What's the big moneymaker? These humongous trucks. It's like you go to one extreme or the other.
But many of the trucks are being hybridized. A lot of the Ram vehicles don't even advertise that they have a mild hybrid system in them. So you're seeing a lot of hybridization everywhere, even in areas where it's not promoted as a hybrid.
All right. Number one concern, I think we've mentioned this many times, among EV buyers, it's the battery life, right? The charging system. What is the current situation with that, the range on most EVs?
Yeah, range on most EVs is 250 to 300 miles. I mean, I like to tell people, if you don't do a lot of trips, if you don't do a lot of things like that, if you're going to just use a vehicle to commute, EVs are a great choice for that. But it's still very problematic if you're going to take a big trip. I mean, even if you can find a charger, taking 30 to 40 minutes to go up to 80% is not as convenient as taking 5 minutes for a full refill of gasoline.
When you buy a vehicle like this, Jeff, do you have to buy the infrastructure or generally does it come with the vehicle?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand the question. When you say infrastructure, you mean like a charging?
The charging system. Does it come with the vehicle or is that a separate purchase?
That's generally a separate purchase, but there have been cases where they've been offered as an incentive for a while there. Ford was offering them, and a lot of communities have incentives. I mean, if you're going to buy an EV, charging it with a wall socket takes forever. That's just not practical. So you need a more powerful level 2 charger. And what that costs, a lot of time depends on your locality. There are sometimes incentives for those. Also depends on how much work needs to be done on your house to make the electrical system, you know, useful for that.
Yeah, well, and then you got the you can sign up if you charge your car at a certain time, and you know then you'll pay less, and it all of a sudden becomes a lot.
It can make your head spin.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, Jeff, you make it spin a little less. Thanks so much, Jeff Gilbert, with WWJ in Detroit, covers the auto industry, talking a little bit about the EV tax credit expiring. $7,500 that you right now can get back on your taxes if you buy an EV goes away October 1st.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.